Lecture 7, The Common Soldier.
In our last two lectures, we assessed the relative strengths and weaknesses of the two sides as they moved toward war in 1861, looking at the resources on which each side could draw. Now we're going to shift our focus to the most important resource that each side had at hand, and that was the men who would fight the war. We'll look at the ways in which approximately 3 million soldiers mirrored the two societies from which they came. We'll consider some of the factors that motivated men to enlist and to remain in the ranks. We'll discuss the routine of camp life. We'll assess the ravages of disease and wounds on the ranks of the men in both armies. And we'll finish with a brief examination of just how resolute the soldiers on both sides proved to be in the face of the many difficult circumstances associated with being a soldier. But let's start by looking at who these men were. Who were the Civil War soldiers? How well did they reflect their societies? The number overall is about 3 million who served on one side or the other. As we've said before, about 2.2 million in the Northern military and between 750 and 850,000 on the Confederate side. They went into the army often surrounded by their neighbors or their relatives, their cousins, brothers, sometimes even their fathers or uncles, because the principal component of Civil War armies, the major building block, the company, was often raised from a single town or from a single county, especially early in the war. Often whole regiments were sent into the service the same way. On paper, a company had 100 men. And on paper, a regiment had 10 companies, so a regiment would have 1,000 men. There'd be two or more regiments in a brigade, often four or more, and then two or more brigades in a division, and two or more divisions in a corps. And then two or more corps would make up an army. By the midpoint of the war, a veteran regiment, which on paper should have had 1,000 men in it, might have 400 men, or might even have fewer than 400 men because of losses to disease, losses to battle wounds, desertion, straggling, whatever. When Lee's Army of Northern Virginia reached the battlefield at Antietam in mid-September 1862, the average strength of his regiments, of Lee's regiments on that field, was fewer than 180 men. On paper, it should have been 1,000. So the war took a tremendous toll on these units. But early on, when the men went into the service, they went with people they knew. They went from communities. There's a very strong community component to Civil War units. You would be serving alongside men who likely would be writing home about what you were doing, or they could be anyway. And so there was not a feeling that once you got off into the army, you'd be far away from everyone who knew you and no one would know what was going on. There were lots of ties to the people back home, to the circle of people with whom you had grown up, and a good sense that there would be a community-wide perception of how your unit was doing, how individual members of the unit were doing, just a tremendous bond tying the home front to the battlefield in this instance. The men who went into the army were diverse, very diverse in terms of what kinds of backgrounds they had. More than 100 occupations, for example, existed among Southern troops. We've identified more than 100. A typical unit was the 19th Virginia. 749 original members went into the 19th Virginia. 302 were farmers. 80 were laborers. 56 were machinists. 24 were students. 14 were teachers, 10 were lawyers, 3 were blacksmiths, 2 were artists. There was also one distiller, probably much prized once he got into the army, a well digger, a dentist, and 4 men who classified themselves simply as gentlemen. That is a snapshot of what kinds of people were in this one Confederate regiment. The average Northern regiment was even more diverse, although, as in the South, approximately half of all men in Northern service were farmers or agricultural laborers. Over 300 occupations can be found on federal muster rolls, an even wider array, a much wider array that I think suggests the degree to which the North had developed a more sophisticated economy than the Confederacy had.